Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. European Union leaders approved a revised deal with Turkey today to curb the unprecedented influx of migrants into Europe. The deal requires all new migrants coming from Turkey into Greece after Sunday, March 20th, be returned to Turkey. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says the tide of migrants seeking refuge in Turkey and the European Union is not an issue for bargaining, but an issue of humanitarian values.
For us, for Turkey, refugee issue is not an issue of bargaining, but an issue of value, all humanitarian values as well as European values. Turkey has received 2.7 million refugees without any significant assistance from anywhere.
In exchange, Turkey is expected to get financial aid, quicker EU membership talks, and visa-free travel for Turkish citizens in the Schengen zone. The actual returns are to begin April 4th. Mohammed Jamal Qais, the 26-year-old American who admitted he defected from the Islamic group, now says he wasn't thinking straight when he decided to join the group in the Middle East this year and blamed making a bad decision to go with a girl. VOA journalist Sirwan Kadjo, who spoke with Qais' family, says interviews with the defected fighter revealed disillusionment.
The way they were treated, treating the foreign fighters in Syria and Iraq, especially in Syria, and that the majority of Islamic State fighters are foreigner, yet they were still treated differently from the rest of Arab fighters in the group.
Qais has surrendered to Kurdish Peshmerga fighters and been held and questioned by them since Monday. Three policemen have been killed in an attack on security forces in Niger near the border with Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Mali. The attacks come just before Niger voters go to the polls on Sunday for a presidential runoff. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama will travel to Cuba Sunday for an historic visit as the two nations move to normalize relations 55 years after breaking ties. VOA White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas has more.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, The White House.
Saudi Arabia says it is ending its major combat operations in Yemen 1 year after launching Arab coalition airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Though the coalition will continue providing air supply to Yemeni forces and help build an army, they are pulling out. The fighting in Yemen has killed thousands, including 119 deaths during an airstrike on a market northwest of Sana'a earlier this week. North Korea is following a pattern of defiance in response to new international sanctions imposed on the country for conducting its fourth nuclear test. The latest provocation began this morning with Pyongyang firing two medium-range ballistic missiles into the sea. The launches are a violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions 1 day after the United States announced further sanctions against the Kim Jong-un government. Wildlife officials in Kenya say a lion escaped from the Nairobi National Park and attacked a man on a busy road in the capital city today. This is the third time in less than a month that lions have caused panic in the city. Mohammed Yusuf has more from Nairobi.
In recent years, the ever-expanding capital, which now counts 5 million people, has threatened the Nairobi sanctuary. Park officials say animal escapes and sittings are not new, but just getting more attention. However, they will be investigating a pattern they have seen in recent months of animals heading into residential areas away from their usual routes. In February, four lions spent a whole day wandering around different residential areas of the city, but no one was injured. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Attackers firing rockets struck a natural gas plant in southern Algeria today. There have been no reports of casualties. The facility is jointly owned by three firms, including Norway's Statoil and Britain's BP. Both companies released statements saying their employees were unharmed. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.